Lessons. My daughter dreads middle school science because all they study is cataclysm, end-stopped species after end-stopped species, Earth's slow dwindling. There is no longer a world to study that teems with life, not a globe ecstatic in its wild spinning. Day after day, they regard the crumbling edge, broken asphalt, where a road runs out, and we launch ourselves like lemmings over the side. When I was a girl, my most lasting science experiment consisted of pinching pieces one by one from my mother's impatience plants, then watching through a tiny drinking glass as each stalk sent new roots fingering out into the water. My daughter sits quiet in science through all the bad news. She sits quiet during the active shooter drills, even the one that goes on so long her teacher thinks it is the real thing. And she's quiet in the car after the birthday party for the girl whose mom was killed by that crazy man in Las Vegas. I tell her I want to go solar because of global warming. And she says she hates science. And I keep thinking of the IRS auditor we had, the one who truly regretted telling us what a shoddy bookkeeper I am, how he used to be a CPA and missed it. His clients all had futures back then, and he helped to plan them. Being an IRS agent is all forensics, the way eighth grade science is all forensics now. The way, when I think of the future, it's more like looking at an ending than a beginning, like performing an autopsy on something, even as it keeps on living. At dinner, my daughter reminds me she hates vegetables, says I should let her eat whatever she wants to now, while she's young and still can. Looking backward at her future, I think she may be right. Maybe it already will not matter.